Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good mid-morning, this is Addy and Ryder with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane librarians, call centre staff and other public workers are planning to strike today from 2 to 4pm, followed by a bus driver's strike on Friday from 4 to 6pm, amid ongoing pay disputes with the council. The services union is demanding an 8.7% pay rise with back pay to October 2024, citing job security and redundancy concerns. The council has offered 7.25% over 2 years, which Deputy Mayor Fiona Cunningham says is fair and reasonable. However, Union Secretary Neil Henderson says that workers are weary of how long it's taking and want a decent pay rise after going without one since 2023.
In national news, the government today has approved the purchase of a 25% stake in Virgin Australia by state-owned Qatar Airways. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has reassured Australians that this consolidation will create jobs, strengthen competition, and open new flights. The decision was made after a consultation with unions and the aviation industry, in which the purchase will allow Virgin Australia to operate more long-haul flights, particularly between Australian cities and the capital of Qatar, Doha.
In international news, the new leader of Germany's outgoing Social Democratic Party, Lars Klingbeil, has claimed that it is ready for serious coalition talks with the victorious Christian Democratic Union. While the German election saw a large swing towards the Christian Democrats, it would be unable to form government as is. Despite the far-right alternative for Germany garnering more support than the Social Democrats, the Christian Democrats have ruled out a coalition with them. Klingbeil has stated that it is the desire of the SPD to give Germany a functional government as soon as possible. However, he condemned the Christian Democrats for leaking elements of the coalition negotiations to the press. Both the Christian and Social Democrats believe in strengthening Germany's defense force, extremely crucial in the wake of the Ukraine crisis and ongoing negotiations to end the war.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane, but expect a maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.